Hello everyone, welcome back to English with Lucy. I'm with Emma from English.
Yes, you are.
Yes, I am. Today, we're going to have a conversation. So we're going to have a chat, and hopefully it will help you with your English listening skills. I'd like to ask Emma a few questions about how she became a teacher, her experiences. I think it's going to be really interesting because I'm genuinely interested in how you got started on YouTube and how you started teaching. I recommend that you listen to this video once without subtitles and then you watch it again with subtitles to see how much you understood. We also filmed another video about introductions, which is on Emma's channel, so make sure you watch that as well. The link will be in the description box. All right, let's get started. Okay, so Emma, what do you do?
Well, Lucy, I'm a teacher. I teach English online. So I do that through YouTube or through my website and Facebook groups and that kind of thing. So I have lots of students online.
And how did you get into teaching? Because you originally did something different.
Yeah, I did. I've been teaching for about 5 years now.
Okay.
But before that, I was a landscape architect.
A landscape architect.
Correct. Yeah, okay. So it was a design degree that I did at university.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, of course, I wanted to travel and I wanted to live in other countries and experience other cultures and things like that. So I decided to train to be a teacher.
And so did you teach in an academy or did you do private lessons?
I taught in an academy there. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've never had any Vietnamese students. I mainly teach Spanish students in person, but I have a whole rainbow of students on my online, on my online channel.
That's the great thing about teaching online.
But what do you think is the biggest challenge for Vietnamese students when learning English?
For Vietnamese students?
Yeah.
Well, I think a lot of it is to do with pronunciation because we have a lot of very different sounds in English that are not really present in their pronunciation when they're speaking Vietnamese. So a lot of consonant sounds, especially when they're at the end of words, you know, sounds.
I get a lot of comments about the TH sound.
Yeah.
For Spaniards, actually, for Spanish speakers, the biggest problem is the pronunciation of the vowels.
Mm-hmm.
Because in English, we have 12 vowel sounds and 7 diphthongs,
mm-hmm.
and they just have 5 vowel sounds and a couple of diphthongs as well.
And I think it's even more difficult because actually the script, the alphabet, is the same. So the confusion between the letters and then the pronunciation is crazy. And of course, with English not being phonetic.
Absolutely, because in Spanish it is phonetic.
Exactly.
I remember seeing...
You read it as it is.
I remember seeing children read really, really long words in Spanish, and I thought, oh my god, you guys are
really geniuses.
And then I realised that actually, no, you just read it section by section, and the letters and the accents tell you exactly how to pronounce it, but in English it just isn't like that.
Yeah.
How it's written is absolutely not how it's pronounced.
Yeah. And even if it's written like that, it can be, in the different words, it can be pronounced completely differently, even if it's the same.
So what do you think is the best way for students to learn how to pronounce words in English?
I think I'm a really big fan of imitating other native speakers.
Definitely.
And I think that's great for pronunciation practice, but also for, you know, learning the intonation and the rhythm of English.
Mm-hmm.
Because students will listen to us when we speak and hear that our voices are kind of going up and down and up and down, and that's so important.
Yeah.
There's so much meaning in that for English, you know.
The same sentence in a couple of different ways with different tones of voice.
And it means something completely different.
Completely changes it.
Yeah.
And that can really be confusing for students.
Well, it can be confusing when you're trying to speak and get your message across, but when you're listening, you know, you miss so much information if you don't understand that. So it's really important.
Another thing for me is the set phrases, like the expressions. But this is the same for learning any language. I remember when I was learning Spanish, hearing really weird phrases and you either know them or you don't.
Yeah.
You can't just guess.
Yeah. So you mean like idioms or, you know, weird phrasal verbs and
Verbs are huge.
It's like insider knowledge. Yeah, you really have to work on it. So what about Spanish learners? What you've talked about some of the pronunciation problems they have, but what other kinds of problems do they have with English?
One of the big ones, in my opinion, is word order.
Mm.
You can't just translate sentences literally because we really change things around.
Yeah.
So one sentence in Spanish, you can't directly translate it into English. It's, we're not going to understand you, or we're going to have a tough time understanding you.
Yeah.
That's a big one. Also, they really struggle with phrasal verbs.
And I think the confusing thing in English is some phrasal verbs have multiple meanings as well.
So yes. And some can be separable, others aren't. it's really difficult.
Yeah.
Really difficult.
And so what about your teaching experience? How did you get into teaching?
Well, it was by accident.
Really?
But it was the best accident I ever had. I was working in marketing in Madrid. I was doing a sandwich course at university, which is where you do 2 years university, 1 year in industry, and then one last year at university.
Okay.
Normally courses in England are 3 years, but if you do a sandwich course, they're four. So I was going to do my year in industry in Madrid, and then the company closed. So I found myself jobless. So I did my teaching qualification just to fill that year.
In Madrid?
I did it in Seville, actually. I moved back with my ex-boyfriend and fell in love with teaching. I worked at an academy for a while. And then whilst I was finishing my degree, I ran a couple of English groups. And yes, then I started YouTube and everything changed. Yes, it was a good decision.
It's a game changer for sure. So what is it that you really love about teaching?
I love it that you can really make a difference and you can see it. And I like building people's confidence. So I know that after a 1 hour session with someone, I will be able to see a real marked difference in the quality of their language.
Yeah.
What about you? That's a good question.
Yeah. It's definitely like, if I think about what I was doing before and I was working in an office, in a team, that was great. But what I love about teaching is how instantly you can help people and, you know, really help them to change what they're doing, understand something and start using the language differently. So I think that that's one of the really lovely things about teaching is you can really help people and make a difference.
Mm. Yeah, and you can help them to open so many doors because having an extra language can completely change your life.
Yeah.
If I didn't know Spanish, I wouldn't be here meeting Emma from English. So thank you so much for answering my questions.
No,
it's very interesting to talk to you.
It was lovely chatting and lovely catching up with you here in London.
Yeah, it's been great. I can't wait to see you again.
Come and visit me in Melbourne.
I'll buy my ticket now. So if you enjoyed this video, make sure you head over to Emma's channel. The link to her video, another video that we did together, just having a chat. All about introductions.
Yeah, introductions and small talk was our first video. Yeah,
that's in the description box. So click on that and go and see what we spoke about on Emma's channel. Don't forget to connect with me on all of my social media, which is all over Emma's face right here.
Here it is.
Hope you don't mind. We'll see you again for another English lesson very, very soon. Mwah! I'm ready.
Oh, okay. So. Okay. Oh my God, it's you again. Oh my God, it's you!
Since you're in London, I'd love to show you my area.
Okay, do that again.
Okay.
Yeah, perfect.
When you said, I said Emma, and you're like, I'm sorry.